Are you feeling stuck in your small business? I would love to invite you to join the She Sells Differently community. It is the ultimate membership coaching program designed specifically for product-based small business owners who are ready to transform their business from stagnant to successful. Imagine waking up every morning feeling confident and empowered, knowing exactly how to market and sell your products. That's the kind of transformation She Sells Differently can offer you. The doors only open a few times a year, and now is your time to act. Visit shesellsdifferently.com to join today. You have to set clear expectations with yourself and really dive in and change your own mindset from one from being a solopreneur to really a growth-driven mindset that emphasizes delegation and strategic investment within your business. And you have to make sure that you hire someone that aligns with your brand values and your work ethic. Hi, friends. Welcome to She Sells Differently, the show for aspiring women entrepreneurs looking to overcome the fear of selling and grow thriving businesses from a place of authenticity and confidence. I'm Andy Hart, and it wasn't all that long ago that I was a sales executive for a Fortune 500 company, but I knew in my heart that I was called to use my gifts for something more, something different. That's exactly why I created the She Sells Differently podcast. Each episode is going to deliver you business strategies, tools, and mindset shifts to help set you and your brand apart from our culture's expectations. It's time to elevate your sales and build a profitable, sustainable business you're proud of, one built on integrity, grace, and humility. It's time to learn how to sell differently. Welcome back to the She Sells Differently podcast. I am so excited you're here for part two of our mini series about hiring for your small business. This is by far one of the biggest questions that I get asked about with my coaching clients. And so I thought we would spend just a few weeks diving into all things hiring for your small business. As entrepreneurs, this is a really hard topic for us because a lot of us are perfectionists. If you're anything like me, you are a perfectionist and you want to do things yourself because who can do things better than yourself for your small business? But the reality is that we don't have the time to do everything effectively for our businesses. So last week's episode, we talked about the five surefire signs that you need to make your first or next hire in your business. So if you have not listened to that episode, I highly recommend you pause, go back, listen to episode number 110. We will link it in the show notes and then come back here. And then in this week's episode, I'm going to talk about the four best practices for onboarding a team member without losing your sanity, because we all know that onboarding someone new can be a time-consuming and energy-sucking process, but it doesn't have to be. So I'm going to give you four best practices that I have found invaluable, and these can be best practices that once you have set in place and structured in your business can be repeatable for every time you bring on a new team member into your business. So first things first, it is essential that you identify your needs and your goals. What are the tasks that are holding you back from being more strategically growth-minded in your business? I have a specific and in-depth exercise that I go through with all of my coaching clients in the She Sells Differently membership. And this actually assigns a data value to the individual task so that you can make an informed decision about whether that task should be outsourced or whether you should continue to handle that task as a business owner. It's important to identify those tasks first and foremost, so that you can clearly identify what kind of new hire you want to make. What kind of skills should they have? Should they be a general virtual assistant Or should they have specific skills such as search engine optimization or website copy? Or should they be skilled at social media growth? What specific needs and goals do you have in mind for your business? Best practice number two, setting clear expectations. Now, this goes two ways. You have to set clear expectations with yourself and really dive in and change your own mindset from one from being a solopreneur to really a growth-driven mindset that emphasizes delegation and strategic investment within your business. And you have to make sure that you hire someone that aligns with your brand values and your work ethic. What I suggest is that you start with a trial timeline or perhaps even a trial project. And this ensures that you and your new hire or your new team member have compatibility and that they are going to meet your expectations. And it's just a right culture and brand fit. And at the end of that trial run, if it's not a right brand fit, then you have set parameters in place to have a clear exit strategy for your business. My third tip is providing structure. So many times new hires start a job and the number one reason that they end up leaving is because there's no effective communication or structure for what they need to be doing. So one of the things that I challenge my students to do is to create standard operating procedures, or you have probably heard the acronym SOPs. You can just record these in Loom and then you can save them to a Dropbox or a Google Drive. But what this does is it actually allows your new hire to go back and re-watch and see the detailed explanation of what they need to do time and again, instead of coming back and asking you to explain it to them. So it saves you a lot of time and headache, and it also saves them from having to reach out and ask. Sometimes that's hard as a new hire, and if they can just do it themselves and take on that task themselves, they will learn very quickly, and having resources within arm's reach is empowering to them as a new hire. So creating those standard operating procedures can take some time up front, but actually once you onboard someone that becomes well-versed within your company and someone that you trust, they can start creating the standard operating procedures for you for future hires as well. Along the lines of creating structure also means creating effective communication and introducing tools that allow for collaboration and project management. One thing that I've implemented in my own business is Asana. And I was a little timid at first because it can seem a little complicated, but Asana has been a wonderful project management and communication centralized tracker for us. So if my operations manager needs me to get something done, instead of sending me a text message and it may get lost in the shuffle somewhere, she simply assigns me a task in Asana with a due date. And I know what needs to be done and it doesn't get lost anywhere. We've added another virtual assistant to Asana as well. And for specific projects, we have multiple team members on them doing multiple different tasks. And at any given time, I can go and check that project and know where we are and how far we have progressed to getting that completed. It's very helpful. Another great technology tool is Slack. I, coming from corporate America, had never used Slack, but now as a small business owner, I use it all the time and it is wonderful and highly recommend it from a communication standpoint. And these tools can integrate together. So if you are sending a Slack communication about a specific project, then that can be documented in Asana under that specific project. Another great tool I have not personally used, but I know a lot of fellow small business owners use, is Trello for collaboration and project management. There's a lot out there on the market, but the central point here is that you want to provide structure and effective communication and tools for a new hire to be able to be organized and do their job well. My fourth and final best practice is providing an opportunity for weekly bi-directional feedback. And this is one that is so often overlooked. What's critical about this is that you want to make sure that you are giving feedback to your new hire. Everything from the things that they're doing well to the things that they need to improve on, or just things that we need to continue to learn. And this is also an opportunity for you to measure success and return on investment for your virtual assistant or your new hire. But it also gives you an opportunity to hear feedback from your new hire of things that they're challenged with, or maybe areas that they're struggling to understand, or perhaps even areas of the business that they're not meshing well with. Maybe they're not a good culture fit. And that's vital for you as a business owner to hear and to make sure that you are providing a safe environment for them to provide that feedback. And as I mentioned earlier, at the end of your trial period, if you have provided that space for the bi-directional feedback, then you should be armed with enough knowledge if you want to continue to move forward with this team member as a permanent part of your business. So there you have it, four best practices for onboarding a new team member. As I mentioned, a lot of these are repeatable, that every time you onboard someone new, you will already have the structure set in place and you can rinse and repeat, and you will get better and better with making great hires to grow your business. If you are interested in taking a deep dive on this topic, I highly recommend you checking out the She Sells Differently coaching community. It is an amazing community of product-based business owners where I teach you how to overcome the fear of selling and grow your business with countercultural tools and strategies. We get creative on all things marketing and business growth. You are going to get a monthly dose of solid business training, and you are going to be a part of a community of fellow women entrepreneurs growing their business alongside you. So check it out, shesellsdifferently.com. That's it for today. Make sure to join me next Wednesday, where I'm going to have another amazing guest on the She Sells Differently podcast. Until then, I am cheering you on. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode of She Sells Differently. Friends, it would be a huge blessing to me if you would take 2 seconds to rate and subscribe to my podcast. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Until then, I'm cheering you on in your entrepreneurial journey. See you next time.